KSRN News. I'm John Scott. Lawmakers working to ensure that the U.S. Secret Service has enough money and resources to keep the nation's presidential candidates safe amid repeated threats of violence. The House has overwhelmingly passed bipartisan legislation to require the agency to use the same standards when assigning agents to major presidential candidates as they do presidents and vice presidents. President Biden hosting the leaders of Australia, India, and Japan this weekend in his Wilmington, Delaware hometown. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
The foreign nations comprise what is called the Quad, and the focus is dealing with Chinese threats in the Indo-Pacific region.
The president will meet individually with each of them, and they will also gather together in a larger plenary session.
National Security spokesman John Kirby says President Biden's decision to host the Quad leaders in Delaware reflects his deep personal relationships with each of the Quad leaders and the importance of the alliance. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNNews.com, former President Trump and Vice President Harris are campaigning for undecided voters with just 6 weeks before Election Day.
About a dozen states will have had early in-person voting by mid-October. Minnesota Secretary of State Steve Simon says he wants to see high turnout and low drama, but he warns voters that post office delays this election season could mean some votes not being counted. So he says voters should allow at least a week for their ballots to be delivered. It's a little more than 6 weeks before Election Day on November 5th, and across the country, local election directors are beefing up their security to keep their workers and polling places safe and to prevent ballots and voting procedures from being tampered with. I'm Donna Water.
On Wall Street, the Dow dropping 99 points, the NASDAQ composite losing 95. This is SRN News. A new measure of Christian suffering in Africa.
According to Open Doors, more than 16 million believers have been driven from their homes by persecution across sub-Saharan Africa. Muslim terrorists are to blame for the problem, which has seen families flee their villages for life in squalid refugee camps, a situation that can persist for years. Aside from those who have been displaced, hundreds of thousands of Christians have been murdered by various terrorist groups operating in multiple countries. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear barring therapists from helping minors abandon the homosexual lifestyle. The Democratic governor calls it a necessary step to protect children. Beshear used executive powers to get around the legislature after Republican lawmakers defeated efforts to prohibit the practice via legislation. The order also makes it illegal to use state or federal funds for conversion therapy. This is SRN News. In California, the animals of the Big Bear Alpine Zoo returning home after spending a week in Palm Springs evacuating from wildfires. The zookeepers began driving the assortment of birds, foxes, and other rehabilitated animals back to Big Bear early Thursday morning. Those fires brought on hazardous air quality for the birds and small mammals. Well, this not-so-little guy figures to be the king of all king penguins.
His name is Pesto, the huge king penguin chick who weighs as much as both of his parents combined. No surprise, then, that he's become something of a social media celeb and star attraction at an Australian aquarium. At just 9 months of age, the youngster weighs 22 kilograms. That's roughly 48 and a half pounds. By contrast, his doting parents, Hudson and Tango, weigh 24 pounds each. Rich Thomason reporting.
More details at SRNNews.com.